Grice Connect is compiling a list of business and school closings due to the current winter storm. When in doubt, please contact the organization directly. To report a closure or update, please email press@griceconnect.com and include the name of school, business, dates of closure, and point of contact. Last updated, Thursday, January 23, 4 o'clock p.m. schools, daycares, colleges, listed in alphabetical order, Bible Baptist Christian Academy, school and daycare closed Wednesday, 1/22 and Thursday, 1/23. Bullock Academy, school closed through Friday, 1/24. All after-school activities and athletic events canceled. Students in grades 6 to 12 will have virtual assignments through Google Classroom at their teacher's discretion. Bullock County Schools, closed on Thursday, 1/23 and Friday, 1/24. All after-school and extracurricular activities are canceled on these days. Schools will reopen Monday, January 27. Georgia Southern University. Georgia Southern University will resume normal operations at 10 a.m. on Friday, January 24. Classes will remain online on Friday, January 24. Classes will resume normal instruction on Saturday, January 25. Ogeechee Technical College. Campus closed through Thursday, January 23. Students should monitor email for communications from their instructors. Statesboro STEAM. Closed through Friday, January 24. Normal operations are expected to resume on Monday, January 27. Trinity Christian School. TCS will be closed on Friday, 1/24. All after-school and athletic events are canceled. Businesses, churches, listed in alphabetical order, Bullock County Board of Commissioners and Courts. County offices, including Magistrate Court, will reopen Friday, January 24 at 10 a.m. Superior Court and State Court are closed. The Clerk of Court's Office and Probate Court will be closed to the public. Bullock County Recreation and Parks. Honey Bowen Building will reopen at 10 a.m. on Friday, 1/24. Bullock First, closed Wednesday, January 22. Planning to reopen Thursday, weather permitting. Child Advocacy Services of Southeast Georgia, closed Wednesday, January 22. We will continue to monitor weather for further updates. If assistance is needed, please email info@saws-sega.org. We will respond as soon as possible. City of Brooklet. The regular scheduled garbage route for Tuesday will run Friday, January 24. City of Statesboro, City Hall and other City of Statesboro administrative offices will be closed on Wednesday, January 22, and will delay opening until 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, January 23. Road. The City Council work session and council meeting scheduled for Tuesday, January 21, have been canceled. The rescheduled meetings will take place on Tuesday, January 28, at 3:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Statesboro Municipal Court has been canceled for Tuesday, January 21 Street. Thursday's hearings are tentatively scheduled to take place. The court will contact everyone on the docket for Thursday if those proceedings are also canceled. Trash collection, no collection on Wednesday. Thursday will be a pickup of Tuesday's route. Friday will be a pickup of Wednesday and Thursday's routes. Please note that this is dependent on road conditions. The Statesboro Bullock Landfill will also be closed on Wednesday, January 22. East Georgia Regional Medical Center Clinics. All clinics, including all hospital outpatient areas, will resume regular operations on Friday, January 24, 25. All scheduled surgeries and GI procedures will resume regular operations on January 24, 25. Clinics included, Statesboro Family Practice, East GA Primary Care, Internal Medicine of East GA Gastroenterology Institute, East GA Urology, East GA Cardiology, East GA Pulmonology, Cedar Surgical, East GA Rehab Outpatient Rehab, Wound Center, East GA Pain Management, Statesboro Imaging Center, Hyundai Motor Group Metaplant America, HMGMA, Hyundai Motor Group Metaplant America, HMGMA, will be closed through Thursday, January 23. An announcement on the return to normal operations will be made at a later time. Optum Orthopedics. Due to inclement weather, our office will be closed on Wednesday, January 22, 2025. Our staff will contact you to reschedule your appointment. We encourage you to visit our website or our Facebook and Instagram sites for updates on closures. Please stay safe and warm. Optum Health System. which includes Optum Health System Clinics, Optum Medical Center Tatnall, Optum Medical Center Screven, and Optum Surgery Center, announces the following changes to its normal operations. Wednesday, January 22, all clinics will be closed, scheduled surgeries will be rescheduled. Thursday, January 23, a decision regarding any additional closures or delays will be announced on our website and social channels by 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Patients of Optum Orthopedics should also check www.optumorthopedics.com for any changes to their clinic schedules. Patients impacted by these changes do not need to take any action. Optum representatives will contact them directly to reschedule their appointments or surgeries. Updates will be posted on www.optumhealthsystem.com and www.facebook.com/optumhealthsystem.savannah/Hilton Head International Airport. Due to Winter Storm Enzo, we are seeing flight cancellations beginning this afternoon. We encourage passengers to check with their airline for flight information and confirm reservations before coming to the airport. Customers wishing to return a rental car may utilize the drop boxes at the rental car counters if an attendant is not on duty. Shea Tractor and Equipment Company, closed Wednesday, January 22. Planning to reopen Thursday, pending weather. Statesboro Area Transit, no service from Monday, 1/20 Thursday, 1/23. Statesboro Food Bank, food bank clients and staff are staying home until the roads are safe again. All clients with appointments have been notified. We will reopen at noon on Thursday, January 23, and be open until 3 p.m. We will also be open Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturday, 8:30 to 12:30 or later, if needed. Statesboro Regional Public Libraries, closed through Friday, 1/24.